Oak Brook Estates. When the mayor, who is Black, our second, reviewed the subdivision plans, he asked about lighting, curbing, and lot size, about square footage and average price, before he asked, as if in passing, "What about the old oak? Will it have to go?" And I, older than the mayor, old enough to remember its name, knew which oak, and said possibly not, we could keep it for green space. And the mayor, walking me to his door, said it would be good to have green space. This pleasant, chocolate-skinned man never acknowledging the oak's name, though from his question, from the carefully casual way he asked, I think he knew it, that he had been told the name by a father or grandfather, though neither could have seen it as I did, or been there as I was, when last it was put to that purpose. And I, the lesson's last witness, then a boy of 7 or 8, watched how the feet turned, twisting first left, then right, then left again in carlite, the head obscured, dark above the beam, though I strained to see it, wanting to see how the neck looked, how the rope looked, the dead face, trusting as a boy of 7 or 8 will trust, that it was just, that my elders had taught a necessary lesson, but wondering if it might have been more just to have selected someone older, since this one seemed, in my eyes, in a boy's eyes, watching the body twist in the lesson tree, in the stark light of Buford Neal's station wagon, too small, too young, almost still, a child.